6 in the morning, go ahead.
We had a bomb threat at my high school.
Yeah.
And it was, my high school was a kindergarten through 12th grade school. So it wasn't only high school kids, it was junior high as well as like 5-year-olds.
Sure.
And I've been listening to what's been said and things. And I think that a better way of approaching it is starting out at a young age, like as young as 3rd grade. Because when a child is born in the beginning, until they're 10 years old, the way they act then affects the way they're going to act 10 years later.
Sure.
Like responsibility, as well as doing their homework when they're in 1st and 2nd grade, starting routines, like their parents starting routines with them of doing their homework after school. It's kids, they keep that with them.
Are we not? I don't think we're paying enough attention to education in this country, obviously. You know?
I guess not. And I do think that it does have something to do with the parents. But I do agree with that girl, the 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Kids do hit a certain age, and they do, just, they don't care. They don't, and their parents, because my parents taught me, you know, right from wrong, tried telling me the things that I needed to do, and did everything they could. But I still rebelled, and I was a bad kid, but I wasn't, you know, that bad.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
no,
I
think
it's a bad kid.
And I don't think it's, you know, it's appropriate to go around making sure that kids can't go and do their own thing and rebel, because that's important. But in the same sense, you've got to be able to instill in these kids at some level that once you start hurting people, it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, it's not. And it goes too far when it gets to that, definitely.
Well, we appreciate the call today, all right?
All right, thank you.
See you. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Okay, it used to be that if Johnny and Bobby got into a fight when they were in middle school, that they had the fight, everybody around them cheered them on, they both got grounded, they both had to eat lunch together, and nowadays they call in a psychologist, everybody gets to say their feelings, and nobody is making them realize what they did is wrong. You don't call in a psychologist. You take them home, they're grounded, they do chores for a month, they're forced to eat lunch, and at the end of the year, they become best friends. Now, everybody's like, oh, their feelings. Seriously, they're kids. They need to understand what they did is wrong. They need to understand that you can't fight with everybody. And they end up going to college and going, well, nobody cares about my feelings anymore, and nobody taught them that they need to take responsibility for their actions. Kids are being coddled way too much.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. With the whole, you hear more and more about bullying, and
they're not taught how
it's not doing anything.
Deal with that anymore. Everybody's like, oh, my kid did this or my kid did that. Nobody's teaching them how to handle it anymore. Then they end up in college, and their teachers basically don't care whether they show up or not. I mean, they're getting paid either way. They're either going to fail or they're going to pass. That support system and coddling isn't there once they hit college and they don't know how to act.
Nope. Well, very good stuff this morning, all right?
All right.
Thanks for calling. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Hey, great show. Hey, I just wanted to say that I kind of feel like we as parents have kind of lost our authority over our kids, or maybe I should say our rights to discipline.
Uh-huh.
There's a fine line between discipline and abuse anymore. Because my daughter even said to me one time, you know, you can't touch me. I think it's something that she's heard at school, you know, because they discuss abuse and all that.
But wouldn't someone say, well, you know what, if you actually did spank your kids more, then that would encourage them to thinking that spanking is all right, and then they'd go around murdering people.
I don't know. It's a fine line. I mean, what do we do? I mean, we only have so much control as parents even now.
Yeah, there's something's up. We just need to figure out what it is. I mean, it's as simple as that. This is something that we need to fix and pay a lot of attention to.
I agree.
And we can all come on and lecture parents and lecture whoever for their mistakes, but seriously, someone has got to sit down and figure this thing out.
I agree.
Well, thanks for the call, right?
Sure.
See ya. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Yeah, I would have to agree with your bullying story. I think, though, in high school, I know whenever I was in high school, the bullies wasn't held accountable for anything that they did.
Maybe people, a little, not even detention or anything like that?
No, like the people that got bullied would act out and they would get in trouble because they'd have a big uproar, but none of the bullies were held accountable.
That's a good point, especially because I think most of the stuff that I observed in high school happened in the lunchroom.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
you know, there was one kid that I can remember to this day where I thought, oh my gosh, if that kid is, he would be the kid that would go to a school and shoot up everybody. That it never happened, thank God.
Yeah.
But he always got bullied on, and he'd have a temper that I could have seen that happening.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I think the bullies need to be held more accountable, not just like their parents called, but they should be held more accountable for what they cause.
Well, I think part of the problem is, you know, you can pick on other kids, and you don't really realize the full potential of what could happen until that happens.
Right.
You know, as much as, like, we picked on this kid a little bit in high school, who ended up coming in with the gas cans but didn't do anything, wasn't able to light the place up or anything. It came in late at night, so obviously really didn't have the full intention of hurting people. But you know what? When you're in there in the moment and you're a kid, you're a dumbass high school kid,
mm-hmm.
you really don't get the full scope of it all. You really don't. And
no,
we've got to get
don't.
That into their heads.
And it's sad that something like Columbine and Virginia Tech, something like that has to happen for people to wake up. But
yep.
The sad thing is they'll only wake up for a couple months and then it'll go right back to normal.
If even that long.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks for calling in, okay?
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
My comment is about how parents need to really sit down with their kids and really let them know what is out there. Because there are so many community resources out there for kids to get involved in. These kids should not be running around. Parents need to get a little bit harder on their kids because I'm 25 and I know we weren't running around doing kids are doing now. We're not doing it. And yesterday was not have happened in today's world. Should not have happened.
But like I said earlier, you know, I mean, as much as you want to lecture parents, there's still going to be crappy parents out there.
Oh, exactly. I totally understand that. I'm a social work major, and I totally understand that. I'm a senior, and I've seen some really crappy parents out there. And, I mean, it's sad. It is really, really sad.
So how do we pick up the slack elsewhere, though? I think, to me, you know, the one thing that levels it all, you know, parents, you're going to have a great pair of parents. Like, I consider my parents to be the best in the world. I wouldn't choose anybody else to have raised me.
Mm-hmm.
I am so happy with them. But I know a lot of people aren't that lucky to get that.
That's
and
right.
So the school system or somebody needs to pick up the slack and figure out what the hell, because we can keep wishing that every parent in the world is going to be the best parent on earth,
right.
But it's just not going to happen. It's not even
right.
going to be close.
And the school should get involved, because that's where a lot of the problems start, is at school as well. Totally agree.
Well, thanks for the call, right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.